Yannick and his brothers. There was once a witch who could turn herself into a huge black bird. Every night she flew down and broke the windows of an old village church. Three brothers lived in the same village. Every night the older ones guarded the church, but every night they fell asleep before the bird came. One night, the third brother, called Yannick, hid in a thorn bush to help him stay awake. When the bird came swooping down, Yannick jumped out of the bush and fired his gun at it. The big bird fell down behind a rock, and Yannick ran to tell his brothers what he had done. But when they looked behind the rock, the bird had disappeared. There was just a deep hole, so they lowered burning sticks to try and see down it. Yannick wanted to explore the hole, so he climbed down and down through the mist and the clouds until at last he reached a strange underground land. Yannick was all alone. He ran along a winding path to a castle and climbed the steps. Slowly he pushed open the huge wooden door. In the first room he met a girl with golden hair. She was so beautiful that Yannick asked her to come up to the world above with him. But the girl said she has been cursed by the bird witch. She could not leave the castle until some brave man killed the witch with a magic sword. The girl with the golden hair had two sisters. Yannick said he would kill the witch to free them all, so they gave him a special drink to make him strong. When Yannick saw the sword with its blade buried into a huge block of stone, he wondered what to do. He pulled and pulled. At first it did not move, and then slowly it began to come out of the stone. At last the sword was free. Yannick waved it above his head and set out to find the witch. Yannick waited outside the castle. Soon the bird came swooping down. As soon as its feet touched the ground, it turned back into the witch. When the witch saw Yannick, she leapt forward to attack him, but Yannick was too quick. He killed her with one blow from the magic sword. Yannick took the three sisters to the place where he'd climbed down the rope. He tied it round them and called to his brothers to pull them up. Up at the top of the deep hole, Yannick's brothers began to pull. At last, the three beautiful sisters arrived safely in the world above. Then Yannick ran back to the castle and collected all the treasure. He tied the treasure chest to the rope and called up to his brothers again. The brothers pulled up the rope. They were delighted when they saw the big chest. Now they had three beautiful sisters and all the treasure. But Yannick was worried. He wondered if his brothers would pull him up safely too. Yannick tied the rope to a big stone. Then he called to his brothers that he was ready to be pulled up. But when the stone was halfway up, his brothers let go of the rope. The stone came crashing down. Yannick was very unhappy. He knew his brothers tried to kill him. There was no way out. So he wandered round the underground world. One day, after many months, he met a magician. "If you will guard my children in the apple tree," said the magician, "I will help you escape." Yannick hid in the tree with the babies. Soon a huge serpent attacked them. After a long and terrible fight, Yannick killed it with a magic sword. The old magician was happy when he saw his babies had been saved. "Climb on my back," he said to Yannick, "and I will take you to the world above." First, the magician said a magic spell. Then, while Yannick held on round his neck, he shot up through the clouds and mist out of the deep hole. Yannick was so pleased to be back, he ran all the way to his brother's house. He burst open the door. His brothers and the beautiful sisters were amazed to see him again. They thought he must be dead. At first, Yannick's brothers were frightened and tried to run away. They were so sorry for what they had tried to do to him. But Yannick was so pleased to be home, he forgave them. They all shared the treasure, and each brother married one of the three beautiful sisters.